This is the weekly roundup for the Ramapo Record. I'm Amanda Karp, and for our first set of news regarding the arts, the Barry Center held an opening for two exhibitions, Alum and Then Some, and then Mawewi, A Place Where Paths Meet, in the Kresge and Pascal Galleries on Wednesday, February 19th. For more information on the exhibit, you can visit the galleries during their operating hours and on the website. The exhibits will be open until April 10th. For more on commuters, let's hear what Anthony has to report.
More than half of the 6,000 students at Ramapo College are commuters, and there are more ways for their voices to be heard on campus. Approximately half of the overall student body of 3,000 commuters make up the vast majority of the campus. Being a commuter is often challenging, and the accessibility to clubs, extracurricular activities, and special events becomes important. And two primary outlets are the Center for Student Involvement and the Center for Community Affairs. Let's hand it off to Alyssa Blundo, who's talking about autism-friendliness at Ramapo.
As one of the best 30 colleges and the only New Jersey college to be selected by the Applied Behavior Analysis Programs Guide, Ramapo College has been deemed autism-friendly. To find more, you can go to this analysis guide. And now here's Eliza Pluckhorn to talk about natural hair discrimination.
Discrimination based on natural hair is a real problem, but has called into action a change in legislation in the states of New Jersey, California, and Texas could possibly be next. Now Asia will share some local news about Ramapo students who work and attend college.
When students applied for college, they were unaware of the big responsibilities that they were also signing up for. Most considered advancing their education and thought it would be a breeze, just like high school. Wrong. Students have many obligations on and off campus, so now they have to juggle work, school, and the social life. Now we're here from Danielle, locally, about lack of diversity on Ramapo campus.
When asking Ramapo students what the campus's most prominent issue is, lack of diversity and racism were given as answers most often. This may be because in comparison to Ramapo student body being over 50% white, only 5% of the population includes black students.
And that's all for the news section. On to features.
This week in Puerto Rico, more than 8,000 Puerto Rican residents are homeless following a torrent of earthquakes. The island has been in crisis since Hurricane Maria pummeled the island. There has been a slow response from the federal government. And now for a review of the halftime show, Michael will report.
Latin culture dominated the stage at the halftime show on Super Bowl Sunday. Stars Shakira and Jennifer Lopez showcased their talent on the biggest stage this past weekend. In local news, Devin will be discussing a park named after a late trans activist.
On February 1st, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the East River State Park, located on Hudson River Greenway in Brooklyn, will be renamed after the late gay and black rights activist Marsha P. Johnson. Johnson is known as the first person to throw a brick at the Stonewall riots in 1969 and was known to care for trans youth in the city. In history, Jessica will be discussing the dark history behind Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate romance and love and appreciate your significant other. But the origins of this festival of candy and cupids are actually dark, bloody, and a bit sadistic. Now here is Sarah Raslin on how to manage long-distance relationships.
Avner Goldstein and Zach Raslin are a college couple whose relationship has recently become long-distance due to Avner studying abroad in Scotland. Through consistent communication via nightly FaceTime calls and texting when time zones align, the couple has been able to manage this drastic relationship change, even going as far as saying it has enabled them to grow closer together, although they are geographically far from one another. Keep listening to find out from Allison how much people spend on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is now a million-dollar business. The average person is spending $200 on Valentine's Day this year because the expectations of making this holiday extra special are as intense as ever.
This week in sports, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to capture their first Super Bowl trophy in 50 years. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was rewarded Super Bowl MVP for the first time, and Andy Reid won his first Super Bowl as a head coach. Kansas City is sure to be a favorite to repeat next season. Now, with more Super Bowl coverage, here's Picard.
After losing in Super Bowl 54, 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan was called out for his questionable play calling that many fans feel cost them the game. This isn't the first time Shanahan has folded in the Super Bowl, as his play calling as an offensive coordinator played a part in the Atlanta Falcons giving up a 28-3 lead to lose Super Bowl 51 to the New England Patriots. Now here's Nick with the scoop on gambling.
Sportsbooks came out victorious this week at this year's Super Bowl. Vegas reported a record amount in wagers, bringing in $154.67 million. The Chiefs were 1.5-point favorites to cover, and the point total was 53.5 points. Chiefs covered with the under hit, leaving gamblers across the country with empty pockets. Stay tuned for next week's Ramapo Roundup.
I'm the first time.
That's pretty good.
I messed up, but like...